Public relations is an area which I find quite interesting. It's often something, I think, something which is misunderstood, because sometimes people will assume that with a good PR you can get away with an absolute lack of substance. I'm not saying that doesn't always work. There's plenty of people in the public eye who have succeeded more because of being well connected and having people put them out there than anything they do particularly well. Any of you seen Jamie Redknapp on Sky Sports will probably vouch for that. But generally, PR shouldn't be actually leading the horse. Instead, you should have good content, and PR should be what's putting it out there. It's a concept that Wrexham Football Club just don't seem to understand, quite frankly, through this lengthy and protracted takeover process. Yesterday we had the latest Friday disaster. Well, straight away, there's your first bad piece of PR, isn't it? Every Friday they put some hectoring statement out, and everyone gets depressed, including the managers. Well, that doesn't really seem to be too sharp. But the fact of the matter is, when you look at the current situation, and the latest brinkmanship from the club, well, what if we take a hypothetical idea here? What if we assume that they might have a point? Is anyone going to take them seriously? Because we've had a succession of statements which have been very much posturing and putting themselves in an advantageous position in their eyes. Statements that are self-justifying, statements that go down exceptionally badly. It's a classic example of people looking to put something out there, but not necessarily really having a message that's going to appeal. And it's a mistake. And as a result, like I say, if hypothetically they had a point this time, not saying that they have, there's really very little chance that people will take them on face value anyway. Not to say that Trust haven't got their own PR issues. They maybe are a little slow sometimes to react and put things out there. I think because, quite frankly, they want to do things properly, in a massive contrast to what normally has been going on at our football club and others. They want to actually do things the right way, and they don't want to jump the gun and say things that they shouldn't. They want to speak when they're absolutely certain of their facts. Yes, that sometimes leads to impatience. Yes, among fans, yes, that sometimes means that they can get outmanoeuvred by sharp operators like Stephen Cleave, or just loud operators like Stephanie Booth. But at least they're putting substance ahead of PR. And although in the short term they might lose some battles, as long as they do that, they'll win the war.